Allison, everything's going great.
This is it. Food is salty and the service sucks.
Why are you doing this?
I'm not doing anything. You are. Do you have any idea what your little kissy-kissy spectacle out there with Billy could do to his reputation around here? You are about as good for him as your cooking. In other words, you stink.
Billy, where the hell is Allison? I left specific instructions that no one was to take lunch out of the office for the rest of the week.
She's not really
out. Don't bother making excuses for her. I want to see her in my office as soon as she gets in.
Amanda.
I don't want to hear it.
Hola, amigos. Welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Today is February 6th, 2019, and you're in for a treat because you're listening to Soap Night. Alright, I'm so excited to share my classic archives with all y'all. With all kinds of wonderful classic moments for you to enjoy. Alright. I am such a big fan of Melrose Place, as you can tell. And I love the scenes between Alyssa Milano and Heather Locklear when they went at it as Jennifer Mancini and Amanda Woodward. You don't remember? Let's hear it.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I had to squeeze this in between meetings. So, you're Michael's sister.
Jennifer, hi.
Amanda Woodward. So, tell me about yourself.
Didn't Michael tell you?
Well, he said you needed a job, and I owe him one.
He told me you owe him more than one.
No, just the one, actually.
Well, you know Michael, he likes to bend the truth.
But you probably do too, being in advertising.
We walk a fine line.
Right. Truth with a little t is opposed to the actual truth, which is with a big T.
Am I getting too philosophical? I don't want to lose you.
Well, considering your resume barely qualifies for entry level, I doubt it. So what kind of advertising do you like?
I know what I don't like. That billboard on Wilshire with the busty bimbo showing the thin-set diet plan. No normal woman's ever going to respond to a cheesy ad like that.
That was my ad campaign.
So embarrassed.
Yeah.
For you.
I think we're done here.
Oh, gee, Michael said you were going to take me out to lunch.
I'm far too busy to take lunch. That's busy with a capital B.
So, did I get the job or not?
Not. But so that this wasn't a total waste of time, here's a tip. You're going to have a tough time finding a job with your attitude.
Didn't stop you any.
Alright, time to switch over. One Life to Live. I am such a big diehard fan of Michael and Marcy. Aren't you? Let's go.
Hey, I'm home.
Sink in episodes in a row. Soapnet, the new way to watch soaps.
So,
Are you gonna start screaming for help, or should I?
No way. As long as I'm trapped up here on a rooftop with you, I'm all right.
You are so romantic.
You think?
Yeah. I love that about you.
You do?
Yeah. I love everything about you. Everything except your busy schedule.
Love you, Michael McBain.
No, Marcy, bird watchers care about their glasses, okay? This was definitely a peeping Tom. Bradley dropped him while he was running for his life.
Oh, yeah, you think? Oh, well, great. Look, who's the peeping Tom? Now, Michael, cut it out. Will you stop it?
Marcy gave birth? If not, look at you. I got you covered.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
Almost there, Mars.
Drugs! Michael, I need drugs. I need drugs now. Michael, please.
You're in transition labor.
Too late for an epidural, honey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Those heart contractions, those heart kicks that you felt on the plane, those were contractions.
I didn't think it was anything, I swear.
I know.
Oh, my God. Who was that? Who was that? Oh, God, I think my water just broke.
That's not uncommon.
No,
No, Steve, doctor. You have to stop the labor. Please, Michael, please tell her she has to stop the labor. It's too soon. I swear it's too soon.
2 dates don't matter now. Your baby wants out today.
You're doing great. Great. You're all fully dilated. Great.
I don't feel so great, Michael. Michael, I'm really scared. You know, I know that I said I would do anything to have this baby, Michael, but what if I can't?
Oh, come on, Marcy. Women know. Women do this every day, and you are the strongest person I know.
I thought I had 6 more weeks, Michael. It just feels it hurts so much, and I don't know how to be in so much pain and be scared for the baby,
no,
too.
Don't be scared for the baby. The baby will be fine, and so will you, okay? This baby is our miracle.
Another favorite couple is One Life to Live's Matthew and Destiny.
And then there's Clint's brother, Beau Buchanan, who has long sacrificed his own gain to protect the people he loves.
Excuse me, Mom, Dad?
Oh, Destiny, you ready to go?
Actually, could you pull the car around and help me to the door, please?
Baby, what's wrong?
Nothing, except I think my water just broke.
What did you just say? Are you sure, Destiny?
I think so.
Are you feeling any pain, any contractions?
Contractions?
Yeah, they usually start about now.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
I'm about to have my baby.
It's okay, baby. Women do this every day.
Well, your mom's so right.
You're going to be fine, sweetie. You're going to be fine.
I don't know if I am.
All right, you know what? Let's just take a look first.
This baby is coming now.
What? No! Oh, are you serious? I need to go to the hospital.
Sorry, Des, there's no time.
Of course there's time. There's a ton of time.
Oh, I'm afraid Vivian's right. This baby's ready to make an intro.
Okay, and everybody's here for you.
Yes, sweetheart. Not everybody.
Destiny, listen, I have done this outside of the hospital before. I promise you and the baby are going to be just fine.
Yes.
How can we help?
I can see some boiling water. Was it?
Yes, you can. You are doing it.
No, I want to go home and get this.
Just come on. Oh, you're
my brother. He told me that we have to be there for the ones we care about most, and that is you, and that is this baby.
Okay, this is it. When I tell you, I want you to push as hard as you can, okay? Okay, deep breath.
So bad on you.
No, I think he looks very distinguished.
Yeah, well, what if he'd been a girl?
Then she'd be very distinguished.
Of course. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
You can say that again.
Yeah, hey, good news. Destiny did it. And it's a boy. No, I don't know that they're gonna call him David, but the point... Okay, no, I'll ask him, but here's the deal. I understand you're the one to talk Matthew into stepping up. Yes, it is a very big deal. I think it's the greatest thing that you've ever done for this family, and son, it just means the world to me. Okay? All right, no, I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye, David. Hey. How you feeling?
I think I'm in a little over my head.
Yeah, well, I know that feeling. But the good news is, you're not in this alone. That's right. Because we are all one big family now.
And we have this beautiful, precious baby to thank for.
So, what are we going to name him?
Oh.
I didn't think of any names, did you?
Yolanda. What? I thought we were having a girl.
Famous last words.
You got that right.
So we've got nothing?
What about David?
What?
What? I told him I'd ask. He thought maybe Matthew would want to name his son after his brother.
You know, that's not such a bad idea.
You're serious?
Except I was thinking more like my other brother, Drew.
I think that'd be a fine name, son.
All right. Time to focus again on Meryl's place. I just love a reunion, don't you?
Entertainment Weekly photo shoot was like a family reunion for me.
Hi, I'm
Andrew. As Andrew introduced me to his old friends, they were all here. Matt, Kimberly, Billy, Allison, Sydney, Joe, Jake, Jane, and their special guest star, Heather Locklear as Amanda.
When I saw this show before I was on it, I just went, oh my God, that group looks so fun to be with. I want to be on that show. It's been a really special cast.
And how did you feel about being Amanda?
Love her.
Love to hate her.
Some people call me Heather Lockwood instead of Heather. Amanda Woodward, Lockwood. I don't know. It was definitely a height of my career. It was great.
Do you have a favorite line?
No. They're all good. No, it was hard to sometimes deliver some of those lines.
Don't worry, Allison will survive. She's like a rash that I can't get rid of. You dishonest, self-serving, pathetic drunk. But when I find out, I'm going to turn it around, cut you open like a rotten piece of fruit.
Grant, do you have a favorite plot, a favorite storyline?
I don't remember a single episode. I can see it on TV and go, I did that.
I was there. Do you remember taking off your shirt?
He kissed me a
lot. Once or twice.
Yeah. But you kissed me first.
I kissed you the most, and okay. I liked it the most.
All right.
Hey!
No,
I remember those
plots. No, I liked yours.
So your favorite plot line was with Daphne?
There
was no plot. There was just kissing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, Toman, too. It was a very dramatic plot line I had with Marcia. I had a baby, and then I think she kidnapped it, but first she induced it.
Oh, my God.
Breastfed that baby.
Then she breastfed my baby.
How dare she?
And who can forget Marcia Cross, Dr. Kimberly, taking her wig off and then Matt ripping it off too.
The driver of that car was wearing a short blonde wig. Now how could I get all of this hair under something like that?
Does this answer your question?
Sorry.
Fabulous.
People still, I imagine, come up on the street and talk to you about it?
You know, I have to say, not as much. I mean, they did for years and years, and then luckily...
Now they're going to again.
Yeah, now they will again.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
How about the whole building blowing up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then
we all survived.
We all survived. And it was there next year. The same building.
Allison was blinded in the explosion, and then she got her eyesight back. But everyone was being so nice to her that she didn't tell anybody to get her eyesight back. So playing blind when I wasn't blind, that was sort of my favorite. That was my favorite storyline.
The show was a spinoff of Beverly Hills 90210, young yuppie neighbors in big city Los Angeles.
Kids in college, I mean, they had Melrose Nights. I mean, it was a big kind of party event.
Maybe I had Melrose Mondays at my college dorm. Maybe, just saying. In fact, I had to make a full disclosure to Andrew on our second date because I felt like it was a little weird that he kind of asked me if I was a Billy fan or a Jake fan. I had to be honest.
And?
I was a Jake fan.
I didn't actually ask her. She just came out and said.
After all these years, fans still yell out their characters' names.
The kids don't know us, but their parents do.
I have a lot of kids named Sydney. Parents will say, oh, I named my daughter Sydney. Or my dog.
A lot of kids.
Or my dog.
Preparing for this interview, I discovered a long-lost fact that Andrew, my husband, was cast as Billy at the very last minute. Someone else was supposed to be Billy Campbell.
Stephen Fanning was originally cast in the role of Billy Campbell. What happened?
They were talking about chemistry between Billy and Allison, and there wasn't maybe enough chemistry.
Well, he took his shirt off, right?
I think they cast me just for my abs.
Let's see. Are you still the same?
Well, no one told Stephen that he was let go. He showed up to work, and Andrew was in his dressing room.
Oh,
shut
no.
up.
No, that's not
yeah, that's
true.
That is true. Yes, he did. He was there that Monday, I remember.
Oh, that's awful.
I feel like I need to personally apologize.
Perhaps the most memorable scene was the wedding dress catfight. You remember it.
Take it off now and then get the hell out of here.
We only had one take because it was just the one time to go in. So we did the fight, and then stop. Don't go in.
Rip it to shreds before I see you wear it. You just can't take the fact that I'm better than you.
And the dress is coming up higher and higher. I'm like, my underwear is showing.
Most of her made busy acting and writing books, and Grant Show just got married.
I love my wife so much. I'm so happy.
Oh,
I'm
great.
I'm beside myself with happiness.
I just love Melrose Place, don't you? All right. Let's go switch over to As the World Turns, Thanksgiving 2005. Here we go.
Yet.
I know I got sidetracked looking for some pictures to show Margo. And I got to thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
You were?
We're going to be late for dinner.
Shop or anything at the hospital.
Well, I think
I got something for you. Yeah, I do. It's kisses.
Ooh,
and for
goodness.
You and for you. And I got one left over for Mom, but I don't know where she is.
I'll take the kiss. Well, let's go and see if that Hubbard squash has grown any since we last saw it. Okay? All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's see. Go on, let's shoot them.
Say anything in the car because your mom, she's not coming.
My mom's what?
She's with Keith.
Lily, I thought you were gonna put on some music.
I got distracted by my ring.
Yeah, it is pretty nice, isn't it?
Dinner smells good. I wish you hadn't gone to all that trouble.
What trouble? Oh, you mean going to the supermarket at midnight, getting up this morning, cooking it all? No trouble. You see, I'm not sleeping that well in the guest room.
I need some time.
I know. And I'm patient.
Thanksgiving, and we have to talk.
Hello. Shall I set another place at the table?
Hey, happy
Thanksgiving!
Hey, happy Thanksgiving! Hello, hello, hello!
We're really happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, you wouldn't like
why?
Because that means it's almost Christmas!
Almost Christmas, so we better go get some more logs for the fire. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Hi, darling.
Hi, sweetheart. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Luca's in there with Holden, so maybe you better give him just a little time, okay?
Okay, yeah,
all right.
Sure.
Love you, sweetheart.
Ma'am, you can't take a baby down to lockup.
No, but I have to see Will.
I'll watch him for you.
No, that's okay. I'll come back later.
Gwen, Will might not be here later.
Where's he going?
Well, after they arraign him, they might take him back to the hospital.
Why? He's not sick.
Look, Gwen, I really think you should see him while you have the chance. I'll watch Billy for you. Please, please, I've got my head on straight. You really don't need to worry. Besides, I'm in a room full of cops. Listen, everybody. I am not allowed to leave with this baby. Okay? Okay?
Okay. Don't go away. Quick little break, and then we'll continue.
kiss right off the silver screen. We woke up in a dream of candlelight. You and I. It feels so good just how we should.
girls, I'm getting tired of the disrespect. We won't stop till we rule the world. It's our time, we are next. Our sails about to be set. Things ain't nothing yet.
Tell them who's in charge so they don't forget.
What's my name? What's my name? Say it louder. What's my name? What's my name?
Listening to Willie's View podcast. This is Soap Night, and this is part two. Alright. Let's see what else we've got for you here.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed, put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man,
Say something to me, please.
You smell like a brewery. And now I'm the kind of woman who says, you smell like a brewery.
I'm sorry.
You walked out on me. Where did you go?
I had to do some thinking.
Oh. You mean drinking. Did you come back to get your stuff?
Just let me say something.
Do you even want to know if I'm pregnant or not?
No, I just want to say something to you. This whole time, I just thought we were, you know, having fun. Jumping on planes, getting tattoos, just seeing where the moment takes us. And I never thought that the moment would take us here. I mean, there's nothing fun about accidentally maybe getting your girl pregnant. Except for you or my girl. And any child of yours would be amazing. And fun, for fun's sake, well, that's overrated. And that's when it hit me. Maybe I'm just an adult enough to know
this, but this is what I want. It always has been. I want this whole thing with you. I want the kid. I want the house. I want this whole life. Now, I'm a bit arrogant. I'm kind of lazy. I'm way over the top sarcastic. And I gossip for a living. And I don't know why a woman like you would want a man like me. But if there's any chance at all that you would, then I would have to ask. I love you. Will you be my wife?
You know, I'm headed to the airport, going back to New York.
Yeah? Well, hey, let me walk you out.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't want to interrupt, but I was thinking that maybe when I'm home over Christmas, we could...
Yeah, Christmas. You know, it's going to be tough this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad, because I was thinking maybe we could pick up where we left off. You know, maybe somewhere a little more comfortable than a loading dock. Means a lot to us, Billy.
But you're Newman now, so we worked our butts off getting this thing off the ground. We turned it into something great. Even if we did want to sell, why would we want to sell to someone who has pretty much shirked all responsibility his entire life?
Oh, well, if you just call me up here to insult me.
Okay, listen. We want to know what you're bringing to the table.
The employees at this company deserve someone at the helm who isn't just interested in flexing his media muscle.
Yeah, which reminds me, if you do buy the place, you have to keep our current staff.
Seriously? Stipulations on the sale? Do you remember yesterday? You were so done with this place.
Yeah, well, that was yesterday. Things change. Today, I'm thinking you don't have a clue about what running a magazine entails.
Well, I'm not going to claim that I'm an expert. Well, we don't want to seem like we're anxious to sell this thing we nurtured into a success to someone who couldn't care less about it.
It's true. Billy doesn't know squat about running a magazine.
Do you ever stop?
But like I said yesterday, he is definitely the most plugged-in guy I know. I mean, look at how he got us that quote yesterday from Biz Stone. You know, between all of his connections in L.A., New York, and Miami, I mean, they all translate into major gets. And I think that he's smart enough to know what he doesn't know, which means he would be foolish if he let go any of this staff, if only it would make him look better. So I think all you need to do is say yes.
Okay, come on down, pull up a chair. I cannot wait to hear why you think it's a good idea to help out that con man.
This isn't just about Kane. It would be Lily's baby, too. Don't you want her to have something wonderful to look forward to when she comes out of chemo?
Absolutely. As long as that something wonderful isn't carried by you for 9 months.
So, it's okay for you to buck the system and go after what you want, but when I want to do
it... Whoa. No. Buying a magazine is not the same as carrying somebody else's kid.
I told you, I need my life to mean something.
Go join the Peace Corps. I'm serious. I can't sit around and watch you for 9 months get huge and chase after weird food combinations at odder hours of the night, knowing the full time that you're doing it for a kid that's gonna be handed off to some Crocodile Dundee wannabe.
Come on now.
Hey, all right. How about a speech?
No, you know I'm not good at this.
Just say anything. We don't care. Come on, you're 18.
Okay. First, I want to say thank you to my dad for throwing me the party and for being the greatest dad ever. Really. And Mom, who couldn't be here, but I wish she was. Because many differences as we have. We're so much alike. And I can't forget my brother, Devon. Love you. And my wonderful friends for supporting me all the time, no matter what.
Hello, you're live on Willie's View Podcast. Who's calling?
This is Jill Evans. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for calling during soap night. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just watching TV and trying to look for people for, for our group, Sean.
Great, great. Why don't you tell us some more about your awesome group? As everyone remembers, this is the lovely Jill Evans. She's the administrator on Facebook, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about her group and what's going on, like contests and stuff.
Hi, everybody. Hey, this is Jill Evans, and we're on Facebook. My group is Sean Cassidy Will Always Be Loved. Do you remember the Hardy Boys? He was on the Hardy Boys on that year of 1977. He also sang songs like Do Run Run, That's Rock and Roll, all kinds of songs. And I am doing a group of him, and we do pictures, we do videos, we do all kinds of events in the group. We do contests for the people so they can win prizes like Christmas. We had a contest and we had three winners. And I pop up a question. If somebody gets the question right, we will send the winners prizes. We do all kinds of prizes. We also do lip sync challenges in the group. We also do, we do all kinds of stuff. You know, we also do selfie pictures. You know, just all kinds of events. So if you want to join, please join Sean Cassidy. We'll always be loved. I mean, we would love to have you.
That's great. And I remember you have two groups, right? Do you want to go ahead and tell both of them separately so people know which ones to go to?
Yeah, I also do a group. It's called Sean Cassidy Devoted Only Fans. We have around 278 members in the group. Would love to have anyone join the group also. I mean, we do all kinds of stuff also in that group.
Awesome. That's fantastic. I love that. So how's it going over there today? What's going on? Tell us, if we were to visit over there, where's the three coolest places to shop at?
Oh, okay. We have like, we have all kinds of stuff we can shop at. Like, there's a real nice, great, big mall. It's called Kenwood Plaza Mall. They have all kinds of stuff in that mall. They have like an Apple store. They have Boost Mobile. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff. They had jewelry, stores in the mall. They have clothes that's designed from Gap. I mean, any brand you can think of, they have it. They have all kinds of stuff in the mall. I think they even have like a playground thing for kids to play on.
Awesome, awesome. That's so cool.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that you got to call in. Sorry if we had some trouble earlier. It's been raining over here, so I've been having some technical difficulties. But I always appreciate all the people that call in and just to shoot, shoot the breeze and just say hi, anything. It's always always a pleasure. All right. Well, I'm going to tell everybody again about your awesome groups. And again, can you repeat which groups those are just one more time of your Sean Cassidy groups?
Yes. The one of them is Sean Cassidy, Devoted Fans Only. And the other one is Sean Cassidy Will Always Be Loved.
That's right. And don't forget that I also am very honored to be an administrator along with both groups. It's such a delight. I'm such a big Sean Cassidy fan. And I also do love the Hardy Boys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I love to have you as Emmy. You're doing great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, sweetie. Well, we'll be back in touch again. And it was so great having you on calling in tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's always fun when you get some call-ins. It's exciting. All right. So, thanks so much for listening, and I want you all to have a wonderful week. And don't forget, tonight I'm going to be getting another guest. It's M.M., contemporary romance writer, A.D. Ellis. That's going to be fun. So don't forget to check out her books on Amazon. All right, everybody. I'll see you on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Since I was in Boston, it wouldn't hurt to ask some questions.
You told me you were going to stop pursuing this.
Well, I was. It was just I was finally getting somewhere with this.
All you have come up with so far is that this Dr. Taylor is some old pervert who has a thing for co-eds.
Okay, I have to be crazy coming in here.
What's that?
Oh, you know, you bring me out in the middle of nowhere where you could, I don't know, rough me up, cut me in little pieces,
keep that in mind.
Okay, look, lady, I already told your husband. I'm gonna tell you, I'm not backing down. I'm doing this piece on Adam.
I thought you might say that. I have information for you about Adam. And if my suspicions are right, it's gonna make your story.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.